Today from the Ohio Newsroom, keeping the classics relevant.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering options to specialize in healthcare administration or exercise and health science within its online Masters of Allied Health program. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Today, Latin and Greek educators from across the state are congregating in Columbus to celebrate the works of Virgil, Homer, and Sophocles. The Ohio Classical Conference meets every year to honor archaic languages, literature, and art in hopes of making the ancient world accessible. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Christy Benning works to bring a dead language to life in her classroom at the Columbus Academy. As she helps her students prepare for a Latin test, she connects Roman mythology to Harry Potter.
Salazar Slytherin and all of those guys are based on Sisyphus. Okay, Voldemort. Why? What is Voldemort?
Benning says these pop culture connections get students excited about the Trojan War. She wants to cultivate that enthusiasm so that some students continue studying Latin in college. But those options are dwindling.
Humanities programs are always under threat these days.
Tim Wutrick teaches Greek and Latin at Case Western Reserve University. He says classic programs across the country struggle with declining enrollment. Some people also argue they have no value, making them vulnerable to cuts from curriculums. The Ohio Classical Conference, a statewide organization of Latin and Greek educators, wants to reclaim their relevance.
That focus on everything from grammar and literature to history and civilization in the ancient world and all of its aspects can so easily be applied to any modern field.
Wutrick says the organization creates a pipeline for young students to see the classics as a viable academic pursuit. Every year for the last century, their annual conference connects Ohioans with PhDs in ancient civilizations to the high school juniors making their way through the Aeneid in Benning's classroom.
Okay, and why would he love to have died in battle?
Glorious way to go.
It's a glorious way to go, okay?
And the weekend-long event invites high school students, college kids, high school teachers, and professors to read Greek plays together, compete in trivia contests, and hear from scholars across the country.
To show the fun that we can have with learning a foreign language, Greek or Latin, and a subject that's traditionally been seen as elitist. And so the new mood in classics is to try to be more open, more welcoming.
Part of that is reimagining how to teach it. Jesse Kraft is an educator who's gone viral by recreating scenes of Roman history in the video game Minecraft. He does it entirely in Latin.
Nomen mihi est Magister Kraft. Hodie de nuptis discetis.
This blend of the contemporary and classical is exactly what the ancient language needs, says Elise Grisahani, another Latin teacher at Columbus Academy.
So the more you can visualize it, the more you can turn it into something that they play with, and there isn't a fear of playing with it, the more accessible it becomes.
That's the case for high school junior Max B. He was interested in mythology after reading the Percy Jackson series. Now he's considering studying Latin in undergrad.
There's so many other things that I've learned about that we don't really think about that are like everywhere around us.
The 102nd Ohio Classical Conference at Columbus Academy aims to keep this tradition moving forward. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Columbus.
If you want more stories like this straight to your inbox, sign up for The Lift, the Ohio Newsroom newsletter of uplifting stories at ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.